What did I say? I didn't want to be disturbed when I'm practicing my aim. Oh, who are you? I didn't think I've seen you here before. Let me guess, my mommy sent you.
Can't help but notice you're still here. I didn't ken what you're still doing hanging about. I already told you I'm no marrying anyone. So get to fuck, alright? Are you off your head or something? Did somebody block your lugs? I say all of that and you're still on your knees waiting to make an honest woman of me. I'm no surprised that a pretty boy like you would be a pure bampot. You're just the same as every other dafty that comes to bother me with this shit. I already ken exactly what you're going to say. Oh, you're a bonny lass, but you just need to stop the archery and the fighting and let a man take care of you. Makes me balk, honestly. I haven't seen a man step through these doors yet. Just a bunch of little boys and bairns waiting to be king and keep me as a trophy. Well, I'm nobody's trophy. I win the trophies, and I've no met a lad to keep the pace with me yet. Aye, you can you? All right. If you're so confident, how about a wee contest? If nothing else, I could use a good crack. All right, here's a crack. You didn't look like you can stand 10 minutes with me, but I'm willing to let you prove me wrong. All right. If you do everything I say, let me do whatever I want to you for 10 minutes without bursting like the Pitlochry Dam, then I'll say aye, and I'll be your sweet little wifey. Kind of keep your head and do that, then get to fuck and don't bother me again with this nonsense, all right? Looks like we've got a deal. Okay. Time starts when I say so. You better prepare yourself. You look like you could pop from just a winch. You ready? Aye? Good boy. Why don't you prove how ready you are by standing in front of that target there? Don't tell me you're scared. Well, fine. If you won't stand by the target, I'll just have to turn you into one myself. Oh, you'll find out exactly what I mean soon enough. Luckily, this backpack has everything I need in it. A modern princess has to be prepared for anything nowadays. Time still hasn't started yet, but you can relax a bit and stop being so tense. It'll make it easier for me to get this around you. Ugh, just a little rope. I want to make sure that you don't run away before I claim my trophy when I beat you into submission. There you are. You almost look like one of the straw men I've been firing those arrows at. And you have about as much personality. You didn't have to go opening your pie hole to prove me right. Need to do something about that big yapper of yours. And I think I've got just a badger. You've trussled me up already like a piggy. Might as well dress you like one as well. Open up, little piggy. Bite onto the apple for me. There you go, good boy. Just a little more rope to secure that in place. There. No more talking for you. That's so much better, isn't it? Squeal if you agree. Well, if you won't squeal now, I'm sure you will once I have you stuffed and mounted. Though something still isn't right here. Ah, of course. If you're going to be my new target, you're far too overdressed. Well, I know exactly how to fix that. Now hold perfectly still. We wouldn't want to miss now, would we? Oh my god, that was perfect. You look like you were about to drop. You stupid boys always thinking, just because I'm a girl, I'm going to miss. Right into the apple. Old William tell himself would be happy with that one. And now I know that the arrow blade is sharp enough to do the other job I wanted it to do. What is it with you flouncy, fancy, pretty boys in their royal wear bullshit? It's so easy to cut through. It'll never do for a battlefield. I think you make more of a sissy little girl than I do. No matter now anyway though. Say it is windy today, or are you usually flagging like that? You were really hoping to make me your queen with that as your sword? Good thing I wasn't planning on wee ones then, eh? You little boys are all the same. Big mouth, bigger bollocks until a proper woman has you at arrow point and finds out you're just like these straw men. You have nothing of substance. And this is where you really belong. And I'm going to prove it. But first I need to get you into position. Something like a leash from a new pet. Ah, those nipple clamps should do the trick. What do you think? Aren't they pretty? And the little chain is just the thing I need to lead you around. Now hold still. I need to get these attached and it will hurt a lot more if you wiggle like that. Perfect. Now all I need to do is pull a little and there we go. That's it. Hop along, little pet, and follow your princess. Good boy. Oh, oops, did you fall? Or did I trip you? Doesn't matter, honestly. Face down in the mud is where all you little boys end up when you tangle with Merida of Clandenbrough. It's a good position for you, honestly. Your backside is definitely your best side. Did that hurt? Oh, I guess I could have used my hand. But I didn't want to touch you any more than I had to. A wooden practice sword makes a good paddle when a princess needs to improvise. It's been a lot more useful than your sword, at least. No. You want to see a cock? I'll show you a cock. This laddie is a cock. The rumours of me always being strapped for battle were right all along. You boys, always so distracted by tits that you forget to look at other parts of a woman. Well, if you're not going to use those eyes properly, I don't see the point of you using them at all. Might as well put these posh rags to some use and cover them up. I wouldn't want to spoil the surprise of what's going to happen next anyway. Oh, don't you worry. I know you're going to like it. I just need to mark my target. Just let me draw a big red ring around that ass of yours. That is my prize. And now I'll draw a smaller one inside. That's a little closer to my skill, isn't it? But where, oh where, could the bullseye be? Want to take a guess? How much do you want to bet that I'll hit it with my strap on? Bullseye. I told you I was good. You should have heeded the warnings not to bet against me. Now you're getting exactly what you deserve. Did you expect this when you cockily swaggered into my kingdom? Did you expect to get a pounding in that tight virgin asshole by Princess Merida on the floor of the archery field? I bet you did, you little pervert. I told you. You princes are all the same. You're just looking for a proper woman with a beastly bear cock to buttfuck you into submission. We haven't even started our game yet and I already have you whimpering through the little improv gag of mine. You never would have lasted 10 minutes head to head with me.
You never stood a chance. None of yous do. It'll be better for all of you if you just accepted that. But here you are. Another arrow in my quiver. Quivering on the flare like a little bitch. I bet your cock is straining to come against the cool grass, isn't it? If I fuck you harder, is that going to make you want to burst? Good boy. Your pathetic little moans might just be the sweetest thing I've heard from your mouth all day. Do you want to come? Do you want to be a good boy and come for me? Wrong answer. Good boys only want their princess to come. Then maybe they'll get a reward. So, come on. Do you want Princess Melorida to violate your asshole until she comes? That's a good boy. You won't have to wait long. I'm already getting close. Very good. Good boy. It seems you do have some use after all. Now I can just pull myself out. Oh, what? What are you whimpering about now? I said maybe I'd let you come. I didn't say that I would. No. I think all that's left for me to do is officially mark you as my property. And there's no better way to do that than with a wax seal. See, I do know my royal etiquette after all. You're already practically signed to me. But all I need to do is seal you. I even carry around a candle with me just in case. A little bit of hot wax does have quite a burn to it. But there's no other way, I'm afraid. By the way, it's making that hard aching cock pulse more. I don't think you mean too much, do you? Well, I've certainly had a lot of fun, but to be honest, I'm kind of shagged it. I think I'm done with practices for today. Oh, but don't worry. I'll be sure to come back for you when I'm ready to start your 10 minutes. Fucking dozy cunt.